Employees at four Central Florida elementary schools all contained suspicious powder, which later turned out to be baking soda. Meanwhile, President Biden, nothing on his schedule for today, but he enjoyed this week with Congress. Prosecutors in Seattle and San Francisco charged men with hate crimes in separate incidents that authorities say targeted people of Asian descent. In Seattle, a 51-year-old man screamed profanities and threw things at cars in two incidents last week targeting women and children of Asian heritage. He was charged with three counts of malicious harassments and remains in custody. This is SRN News.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. Amen. Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Use promo code MOVIE for additional savings.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Why do I go to Chappie's? I go to Chappie's Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappie's, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, co-workers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
With the rodeo being in the River Region this month, it's automatic that you'd think about trucks. Well, don't just think about them. Come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and get a brand new Silverado. New ones are arriving daily, and you can save thousands while they last. Also, get a new Trax and save $2,000, or get a new Equinox and save $3,000. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months on both. As always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in the area, and all are priced to move. Join the stampede of folks going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet to take advantage of a stockyard of savings. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. Since we were little cowpokes, Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Before you drop by, you can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com.
you want to join a great team and earn top dollar, then you want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units to join their team today. Chad's AC Direct pays top dollar. How about $25 to $35 an hour? Yeah, $25 to $35 an hour. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Like the cute little girls say,
call Dad. No,
Ella,
call Chad.
Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 92244.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very warm weekend for March underway with a risk of a few isolated showers tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high temperature up near 80. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow as a frontal system moves through the state. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe again, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. I think Monday will be a little bit cooler with a high temperature around 70 and the risk of more scattered showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and feels actually good in here tonight, Blue Water Studios, located high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they took the time to print it on our trash cans. They wouldn't lie to us. Nah, never, never. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's The End of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. But before we go any further, our disclaimer, my disclaimer, because it's just me, as God intended. Do not believe a single word you hear out of your radio right now. From now until 10 o'clock, not a single word, because you have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions about what's really going on. Remember, someone's perception is their reality. Okay? It's very important. Something freely given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. And that's true in every instance except Christ and your redemption. That's the only one that doesn't qualify for that. So, welcome, fellow Plandemians, to Clearing the Air. If you're a new listener, I suggest that you go to the official WACV website. First thing you'll do is click on Insider, then go to Podcast. Then all you got to do is you can go in and search Clearing the Air, and there's 6 years' worth out there. That's the best way to get you up to speed, in my opinion. Now, I do breaks every 15 minutes. We have the longer 5-minute break at the top and bottom of the hour, and the shorter 3-minute break at the quarter after and quarter till. So just be cognizant of that should you call, because if we get to one of those, I'm going to have to let you go, because the podcast only picks up everything within that time frame, and it doesn't pick up anything that goes over. There you go. How about that? By the way, I don't like to take calls until the halfway point of the show, and that's 8 o'clock for those of you who aren't very good at math. You know who you are. Actually, I'm pretty good at math. I had a good Crenshaw County education. And I didn't like going to school, but my teachers were very competent, and I actually got a good education. All right. It's been a progressively bad year for me, and I don't want to come on the radio and P&M and B&G, but since, in my humble opinion, this is part of the powers that shouldn't be's agenda, I think it's appropriate. It's like nothing's going right, and it hasn't gone right for me in quite some time. On top of that, I've had some of the oddest things happen to me. Well, just for instance, okay, Thursday afternoon, a little short mean woman and I drove down to Newton, Alabama, in the middle of nowhere. It was a drive-in concert that featured Montgomery's own Mac Powell and some of the other Christian singer-songwriters. Now, it was a really cool venue, and despite the occasional rain shower, it was great. It was a great show. So between acts, I walked up to the snack bar and to have a cigarette, away from everyone who might not care for cigarette smoke. So as I'm walking back to the truck, because we backed it up and we're sitting in the bed in these really comfortable chairs, Then I realized that my cigarettes weren't in my pocket, so I must have dropped them. So I grabbed one of the little small flashlights I usually have with me, and I covered the 40 or so yards of inclined grass back to the area that I'd just come from, but they weren't there. I looked everywhere, and I could not find them. So regrettably, I opened the last pack I had. So after the show, we're on our way home. We're on 231, and it's like an hour and a half later. We're right about the Taylor Road turnoff when I reached in my left shirt pocket, and there were two packs of smokes in my left shirt pocket, the one I had just opened and the one I couldn't find earlier. I must have searched that pocket a dozen times, and I swear to you, they were not there. Suddenly, they are. And this anomaly is happening quite a bit. It's happening a lot lately. I don't know what's going on. Another thought before we hit this initial break and we launch proper into tonight's program. Nothing hurts more than not being believed. Disbelief hurts. Nothing hurts me more than people that I've known for a very long time, people I've experienced so much of my life with, people that, I love, people I truly care about, not believing me when I try to tell them about the fibers and all the havoc that they're wreaking, not just on me. Because, folks, this isn't about me. This is about you. But it's the irreparable damage they're causing to our now fragile ecosystem and the damage they've already caused to the insect life on this planet. You know, in the grand scheme of things that the Creator, and I call God, all caps, he established, insects are down towards the bottom. And at the very top, there we are, human beings. Now, there's a series of species between us and them, but once you wipe out the species above yours, the one that depends on that species to survive because it's their food source, that starts a chain reaction. They start being wiped out. In other words, once the insects are gone, then the small animals that feed on those insects will be gone. Then the little, slightly larger animals that feed on those animals, they're going to be gone because their food source is gone, and it works its way to the top. That's very dangerous. The insects are dying because the contents of the aerosol spraying, whether it be nano or simply micro, they have a much more profound effect on these smaller creatures than they do on us much larger humans. I have hundreds of microscopic images of bees, ants. I even have larvae that I took from a wasp nest. And every single one of them have these same bronze and blue banded fibers popping out of their bodies. And I told this story before, it bears repeating. Back, we have a patio, a metal awning over our back patio, and it has these huge, I don't know, probably 4x4, no, maybe 3x3 steel uprights that hold it up. A few years ago, I'm out back, and I keep hearing this thacking noise, this loud popping noise, and I couldn't figure out what it was. A few days later, I find dead bees laying there on my patio, and then I happen to see it. A bee flew straight into one of those uprights. Boom, dead, drop. So, I grab a microscope slide, I stick one on it, and I go look at it. This bee has these fibers growing out of its eyes. Growing out of its eyes. Can you imagine? And it makes me wonder, are they killing themselves? Probably not. They're probably just, they can't see because they have fibers growing out of their eyes. But my point is the insects are being killed by whatever they're releasing in the aerosols above our heads. And if you don't think they're releasing stuff, take a walk outside right now and look up. I bet there's 100 chemtrails in the sky right now. And there's at least 3 planes spraying right now as I speak. Because I just came from out there. They're everywhere in the sky. Which tells me, they're severe. Rich just told us severe weather's coming. That's why. What they're doing is they're releasing metal particulates into the sky, nano and micro-sized. Then they can use ionospheric heaters, an inside-out microwave oven, basically, to heat those particles up, and they can play around with the weather. They can manipulate, control the weather. They weaponized it. So they're going to bring these storms here. It's coming, folks. It's on its way, and they're doing it on purpose. Okay, before we hit our first break, I want to thank Mr. Rick Peters for allowing me to play in his radio world for 4 hours every Saturday night. Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. As most of you longtime listeners know, I don't work here. I just play here. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. 5 things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me. How long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda Concept Salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Flickering lights, snaps, crackles, and pops from your electrical outlets? Keep your family safe. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I look over and the phone's ringing. I'm not taking calls till 8 o'clock, please. It's hard for me, if I start taking calls now, it's hard for me to stay focused on the information I'm trying to impart to you. So that's why I don't want to take calls yet. So please don't call. When you hear the word persecution, what comes to mind? Is it some old dude with like a studded leather mask wearing a studded leather outfit, lashing a cat of nine tails at some poor guy chained to a wooden post? Well, if this were some 2,500 years ago and we were living in the Middle East, then yeah, that's probably pretty accurate. However, we are not living back then, and we're certainly not in the sandbox known as the Middle East. This country doesn't look like that, not yet anyway. Nor do the ways of punishment. Our ways of punishment does not in any way resemble theirs. No, things have changed, folks. Man has, I hate to say the word, but progressed. But so have his ways of tormenting his fellow man. Now, I have long believed that since Satan runs this world, those who seek to change it into anything resembling anything good, well, they're going to meet with some, let's just say, pushback. And I've often wondered why some people who lean towards the dark side seem to walk between the raindrops, while those who try to live a good life, it's torment after torment for them. And I got to tell you, the only way I can qualify it is to know that the enemy does indeed own and run this joint. So those who are diametrically opposed to how he does things, they're going to be persecuted. Now, if you listen to a preacher who tells you that because you're a child of God, and that's all caps, life will be a cakewalk, then you need to find a new preacher. Yeshua tells us in 2 Timothy 3:12, all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. John 17, verse 14 says, as a matter of fact, we are not to get caught up in the world in all of its ways. Matthew chapter 24, we're told, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me," me being Yeshua, or Jesus Christ. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated me because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." So if things are rocking along pretty great with you and you have no issues at all, I mean, things are just great, no problems, maybe you need to examine your life. Are you assisting the world in its evil agenda, or are you resisting the world in all of its evil mandates? If you're resisting like you should, you're probably already being attacked. It's like situations and circumstances that hurt you mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially, they will continue to occur. I mean, it's like we have a bullseye on our back, because we do. Now, money is a necessary evil because it's required in this world in which we have been placed. There's no way around it, at least not yet. Where we get into trouble is when money becomes the main purpose or our main goal. Excuse me a second. Once again, it's like a weekly thing. I forget to plug my laptop in. It tells me it's going to die. So there. Okay. Where we get into trouble is when money becomes the purpose of our life instead of just being a tool that we use in our life in order to care for our families. Now, my father once told me, "Money ain't got no home." And once again, my father was right. I never listened to him, but he was right. I get very aggravated when I hear people misquote the Bible by saying that money's the root of all evil. No, the Bible doesn't say that. It says the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. That's the exact quote, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. Don't get me wrong. Money can be used for good, but can also be used for bad. It's all in how it's distributed or how you distribute it, how you spend it. Because actually, like my father said, you don't ever really own anything. We're just vapor. We're here in such a short amount of time in the overall scheme of things that we're really just using stuff and paying for to be able to use it. The problem starts when a person can't seem to get enough money to satisfy that void that we all have inside of us. Now, just like any addiction, drugs, sex, gambling, alcohol, you can be addicted to wealth, to acquiring wealth. Now, to understand what makes this addiction so dangerous, we need to once again refer back to the basic formula that I have been reciting on this very program since it started. Money equals power, and power equals control. See, the big names in wealth on this planet, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Jeff Bezos, they all are, in my humble opinion, addicted to the power that their immense wealth has provided them. Then they start believing that they, and they alone, have the right to plan humanity's destiny. They think that somehow having more coinage than any and everyone else makes them somehow superior to other humans, and that's simply not the case. I think what we have to examine is how they got to be so wealthy. In other words, how do they get so lucky as to acquire their fortunes that they now laud over the rest of us? I have also long believed that people who assist the one who runs this joint, they get all the breaks that he provides them, so long as they swear allegiance to him in blood. Haven't you ever wondered how someone who seems to be obviously lacking in talent compared to their contemporaries can somehow manage to break into the superstar realm? Just look at the music world. It's full of them. I think it's because they sign a contract with Satan. They agree to write and perform songs that will influence people, young people especially, to rebel against God in exchange for unlimited wealth, drugs, sex, and the glitz of fame. Now, the downside to this agreement is that they cannot terminate it when they want, but Satan can. And that termination is going to require their life and their consciousness be surrendered over to him. I'm talking about their soul. See, they have to continue performing and influencing their fans forever, or at least until old Stitch decides his time's up and then he'll just take their soul. At least these are the terms that Bob Dylan referenced in his famous 60 Minutes interview several years ago. See, Bob spilled the beans to the world, but apparently few people listened or even fewer cared. Well, it's all about to become apparent very, very soon, folks. As we head towards the Great Tribulation, everything's going to become crystal clear to you. If you read the Bible and you are a child of God, you should know this by now. You should know that Satan runs this world. You should know that he uses the fall of Adam and Eve as his license to run the world. He does. And these so-called superstars have sold their souls, like Bob Dylan said. It's an interesting interview. I played it on here before. You can Google it and find it on YouTube. And he just flat out says, you know, the commander is what he calls him. And the host says, who? He says, you know, the commander of the unseen world. He actually says, I forget if he says the devil or Satan, but of course CBS blips it out. But yeah, he lets us know right there what's going on. Unreal. I mentioned what happened with my cigarettes. Something else happened this morning. This morning, what I do is I have what I call my computer room, where I have a microscope and all set up, and a PC cam where I do all my looking at stuff, the Morgellon stuff. And once I get, a few megabytes of data, I'll go and download it on a stick and take it and put it on my other computer so I can play around with it. Well, this morning it was time to do that, to pull them off the computer. And while I was doing it, I went into the folder to take a look at these images, because there were some amazing colors in all the various bits that I had extracted. I mean, the Morgellons create some of the strangest, brightest colors. It's bizarre. But anyway, I went ahead and I looked at some of the images while they were downloading. And when they got done, I took it and went and put it in my other computer, and I'm just going to load it into Windows Photo Gallery. Well, they weren't there. Those very images with the bright colors were not. They weren't downloaded. They were gone. And I don't understand how that can happen, but they were gone. Yet another weird thing that keeps going on around me. It's bizarre. But this stuff keeps happening, and I have to wonder. You know, Obama said that they were going to do a brain mapping project where they could go in and figure out what does what inside of our brains. You got to wonder, when you take that, what they know about what controls what inside of our heads, and we're self-replicating nanotechnology that they're releasing in the aerosols, as we know from the official United States Air Force paper back in the year 2000, the NASA war document, that these nanobots that perform pre-programmed biological missions. I'm beginning to wonder if something's not, if they haven't done something in my head to make me not feel that second pack of cigarettes, or it's hard to explain what I'm thinking, but we have to look at everything now because of what they have weaponized. Cutting-edge technology that most people don't even know exists, it's been weaponized. They're using it against us. And I think a lot of it stems from the agency, DARPA, and a lot of it comes from the Nazis, Project Paperclip. We brought all the hardened Nazi scientists over here. Just like we talked about MKUltra, that came from the Nazis. I believe a lot of this stuff came from the Nazis. Certainly the weaponization and just the idea, because somewhere from 1947, when the agency was created, the NSA was created, all this stuff, at what point did someone within there go, you know, with everything we know, we actually could control this planet? At what point did that happen? Because initially, I would like to think that they were serving the good of the world, and serving especially the good of the Americans. But they got off track somewhere, and I'd love to know how, when, and where that happened. Because they got off track. They're way off track right now. If they were truly into nationalism and into the love of America, they would do something to stop what's been happening. But actually, they have been facilitating it, helping it along, which is terrible, but it's God's honest truth. Okay, we're about to hit our first big break. Tonight we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you a good story. It's something that I read about, I did not know, something that happened during World War II that's a really good story. So when I get back from this break, we're going to do that, because it's not all going to be dark tonight. At least I'm going to try not to make it all dark. I have a lot of rants I'm going to read. It's getting harder and harder for me to focus. You know, I've been trying to do a podcast all week, and I just can't ever seem to. Things aren't clicking like they should be with me. And if I sound like I'm a little off, it's because, well, I'm a little off. I'm just a click off tonight. I'm not sure what's going on, but it is what it is. Okay. Let's hit this break. My name's Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting. And I will be back in 5 agonizingly long minutes. So just come back with me, please.
Jones Brothers Roofs is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very warm weekend for March underway with a risk of a few isolated showers tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high temperature up near 80. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow as a frontal system moves through the state. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe again, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. I think Monday will be a little bit cooler with a high temperature around 70 and the risk of more scattered showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the program. On Turner Classics, Bridge on the River Kwai is on. What a great movie. My favorite part is when the Japanese general Saito starts railing on the British. It's pretty funny, and I couldn't agree more. Okay, speaking of World War II, it's December 20, 1943, and the United States Army Air Corps launches a massive bombing raid on the Focke-Wulf plant in Bremen, Germany. Now, the enemy knows that this aircraft factory is likely going to be targeted, so they have over 500 FW-190s and BF-109s awaiting the massive air armada of the 8th Air Force. One of the B-17s towards the front of this attack is one named Ye Olde Pub, and it's commanded by a man named Charles Brown. About 5 minutes before they reach the target, engine number two is hit by this massive carpet of flak being thrown up by the 88s the Germans are shooting at them. Then about a minute from the target, engine number four goes out. Now, the flak had done a number on the aircraft, not just disabling two of her four engines, but it also ripped a massive hole in her, I think it was the port wing. The massive bomber continued its bomb run, dropping its payload on the plant before turning north towards the channel. Deep in enemy territory, the B-17 encountered even more fighters as she lost contact with the main body because due to the loss of her engines and therefore the loss of her airspeed. And the way that they had figured B-17s would protect themselves with what was called a box formation. They had a certain formation they would fly in. That way, all the machine guns on all the planes would cover every possible angle and they would be safer. Well, it didn't quite work out that way, but a B-17 by itself is, it's just a matter of time before they get shot down, put it that way. So it was so cold that their 50 caliber machine guns froze, so they were defenseless. Then engine number three was hit by one of the 109s that was attacking, leaving her with just one operational engine, but somehow she continued flying towards England. Meanwhile, on the ground below was a German fighter pilot named Franz Stiegler, who was just one kill away from being awarded the Knight's Cross. This seriously wounded American bomber was like a gift from God for him. So he got in his BF and he flew up to meet the aircraft. He flew by, went up to one side and looked at the damage. The rudder had been almost completely shot off. Only one engine was operating. It was just trailing smoke. And one side of the fuselage had been blown away. And Franz looked down and he could see one of the waist gunners tending to the other wounded waist gunner there in the belly or in the fuselage of the ship. Not only that, but then there was the aforementioned massive hole in one of the wings. He could not believe this thing was still flying. He had never seen such a damaged airplane. So he remembered what his commander had told him before he got in his plane. Honor. It's always about honor. So he flew up alongside the somewhat surprised Allied crew, what was left of them, and he pointed towards neutral Switzerland. Now, the stunned American pilots had no idea what he was trying to impart to them, but they grew angry, believing he was just toying with them before he shot them down, because they just knew he was going to shoot them down. So getting nowhere with his attempts to communicate, he was just trying to guide the helpless craft. He flew to the other side, the port side of the cockpit. He repeated his message. Finally, he just nodded to the co-pilot, and he banked away, going back to his landing strip, leaving the wounded bomber and her crew stunned that they had not been shot down. And somehow, Ye Olde Pub made it back to their landing strip in England. Now, believing that it probably wasn't a good idea to publicize this great act of nobility at the hands of a German pilot, this account was labeled top secret and was not publicized until well after the war. In 1986... Charles Brown, the commander of Ye Olde Pub, reached out to the German pilot, Franz Stiegler, who was then living in Canada, and the two met for the first time. And just like I'm about to be right now, there were tears and hugs. It is about honor, isn't it? It should be. I know it's not always that way, but it should always be about honor. You know, I love to watch old stuff, and one of my favorite movies is God, why am I drawing a blank all of a sudden? I can't. It's France in the 17th, 18th century, and how big honor played to them. Back then, if you lost your honor, you killed yourself because blood restored honor. It meant something. Your word was everything, the way it used to be here, but it's just not that way anymore. There's no morality, there's no ethics, there's no morals. You know, my father, his generation, a handshake meant everything. You didn't have to write it down and have it certified. You didn't have to have that. You know, a handshake meant everything. And sadly, it's not that way anymore. It worked so well, we quit doing it. This generation, it's Wednesday night. One of my salesmen, when him and his wife were going to go out to eat, he went to no less than 6 different restaurants and was told it's going to be an hour, hour and a half wait. And he's like, what's going on? And finally, one of the hostesses told him, our employees got their stimulus checks today and like 3 of them didn't come to work. They quit. So they didn't have enough help in the kitchen and, you know, whatever, wait staff, whatever. That's kind of where we are now. We've gone from one extreme to the other extreme, and not in a good way. You know, we've lost our country. Donald Trump even said so. He said, you know, Americans elected me to get their country back because we've lost it. And in an email I sent to my brother-in-law, retired Air Force Fullbird Colonel, and I told him I want my country back, and he replied, he wrote me back, and he said something very profound. He said, no, you want the country you think you had back. And those words still ring in my ears. Was this ever the America that I thought it was? I don't know. If I'm a man of color, and I look back at how my country treated me, I would not be a huge patriot of America. If I'm an American Indian, I would be looking at how this country treated me, and I would not be a fan of this country. I think I was beyond fortunate to be born, number one, in America, number two, to be born to a great set of parents who stayed together for 50-something years, who cared about me and my sister. I was so fortunate. And I think we still are living in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but it's quickly been taken from us. And everything that made our country the greatest country on the face of the earth is being destroyed as I speak. Everything. And it's sad. But as a Christian, I need to look at what's more important than my country, and that is my soul and my God. And I have to be willing to listen and, more importantly, be willing to perform the task my God asked me to perform. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you're to be patriotic to a country. Nowhere. We're supposed to love God and honor God in everything we do. This country has kicked God out. For years they've been cursing God and spitting at God. But now they physically are kicking him out. How do you think he's going to respond to that? You know, you can pray to the cows come home that God will bring America back, whatever that means. But God is incapable of lying. He's incapable of going back on his words. He's not going to. He's already told us what he's going to do to this country. Because this country is what the Bible referred to as Mystery Babylon, and she's going to be destroyed. God is going, if he hasn't already, pull his hedge of protection from this country, and she's going to be invaded and destroyed. It's coming, folks. You can write it down. It is coming. What we need to worry about is we need to be in fasting. We need to be in deep prayer to God and asking him for his divine guidance on where he wants us to go, what he wants us to do when this happens. Because I don't think he's going to say, get your daddy's shotgun and stand at the door and get ready to repel all invaders. I don't think he's going to say that. I think he's going to want us to go somewhere or do something and get to get there. There's something he wants us to do, and we have to all figure out what that is, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a Hawk Show toast, right? I found that story about EOPUB very fascinating, and it was one of the ones that they didn't release, like I said, till after, because they didn't want us to, they never want us to know that our enemy actually can be kind and can actually have honor. You know, they weren't all that way. And there's a line in The Guns of Navarone where the Nazi commander mentions that we're not all alike, and he mentioned references the SS guy who had just started to torture an injured guy. You know, we're not all like that. I don't think they were. But that's just kind of how it works. Okay. Sorry, went on a little rant there. We're going to take a 3-minute break and come back, and I'm going to rant on something else. It's going to be a night full of rants, folks. So hope you're ready for this. Anyway, be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. One more good story, and this happens to have something to do with World War I, actually. Christmas Eve, 1914. Many German and British troops fighting in their trenches started singing Christmas carols to each other across the lines. And at certain points, the Allied soldiers even heard brass bands joining the Germans in their joyous singing. At the first light of dawn on Christmas Day 1914, some German soldiers emerged from their trenches and approached the Allied lines across no man's land, calling out Merry Christmas in their enemies' native tongues. At first, the Allied soldiers thought it was a trick. But seeing that the Germans were unarmed, they climbed out of their trenches and shook hands with the enemy soldiers. The men exchanged presents of cigarettes and plum puddings, and they sang carols and sang Christmas songs. Some Germans even lit Christmas trees around their trenches, and there was even a documented case of soldiers from opposing sides playing a good-natured game of soccer. German Lieutenant Kirk Zimmich recalled how marvelously wonderful, yet how strange it was. The English officers felt the same way about it. Thus, Christmas, the celebration of love, managed to bring mortal enemies together as friends for a time. Some soldiers used this short-lived ceasefire for a more somber task, the retrieval of the bodies of fellow combatants who had fallen within the no-man's land between the lines. But the so-called Christmas Truce of 1914 came only 5 months after the outbreak of war in Europe and was one of the last examples of the outdated notion of chivalry between enemies in warfare. It was never repeated. Future attempts at holiday ceasefires were quashed by officers' threats of disciplinary actions. Isn't that sad? And as I remember it, all the soldiers were transferred because they refused to re-engage the enemy after this. And they exchanged photos of their wives and children. They got to know each other. They came together. And in case you were wondering why they want this 6-foot distance between us because of this BS pandemic, is they don't want that to happen. They don't want us to get to know our fellow man, because if we all ever get together, then we'll realize what's being done to us and we'll put a stop to it. Why do you think there's all this racism is being used to divide us? They have to keep us divided. If humanity ever got together and united, we could stop this instantly, but they're going to make sure that doesn't happen. But anyway, I wanted to read you that because that's, to me, that's one of the greatest stories ever. I remember reading that many years ago. All right, let's see here. I guess by now most everybody, the problem with having a show only on Saturday nights is so much happens during the week, and I don't know what you guys have heard, what you ladies haven't heard, but a ship is blocking the Suez Canal. Now, that ship is delaying $400 million an hour in goods from reaching its port, their port. Unreal. You got to wonder, is this being done by design or was this truly an accident? I don't believe in accidents or coincidences like this. I believe in accidents, obviously, but I don't think this was an accident. I think this was done on purpose to completely destroy the economies of all the countries, because that's what the Great Reset's all about. And that's what they want more than anything, is the Great Reset. That's where we're headed. They're using COVID as an excuse to implement all their global policies to enact the Great Reset. Now, what are some of the side effects of this? Well, relapses are up 1,000%. In other words, addicts that have been clean for, you know, years or whatever, maybe months, they're all 1,000% up in relapses. I'm not taking calls till 8 o'clock, whoever's trying to call me. I just want you to know that. I learned something on Greg's show this past week, too. A caller called, and did you know that prior to 2009, players were not on the field during the national anthem? I didn't know that. I never thought about it. They were still in the locker room. It was only after 2009 did the players come out early during the national anthem. I never thought about it. Never knew that. Something else I learned this week. I don't know. If you're a smoker like I am and you've tried to quit, maybe your doctor has prescribed you something called Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X. It's a pharmaceutical prescribed to people who wish to stop smoking. The problem is the military considers this a hallucinogen. Many suicides have been attributed to its use. Now, my personal experience is one of incredibly dark, vivid nightmares that I don't wish to remember, much less repeat. I think I wound up taking two of them, and I said, I can't take this. But I have a relative that is a helicopter pilot, and he was prescribed this, and luckily he talked to the doctor on base, and the doctor said, do not take that. It's in our handbook as a hallucinogen. So he would not have been allowed to fly had he taken it. Chantix, believe it or not. There's no telling what's in these pharmaceuticals, folks. They're not going to tell us. Who knows? Another story, the Oral Roberts University men's basketball team is about an hour away from tip-off against University of Arkansas in the Sweet 16. And before that happened, Grassfire wants to make sure you hear about this equality. Here's what happened, is the radical and extreme pro-LGBTQ voices are calling for the Golden Eagles, or the Cinderella Team of the Year, to be banned by the NCAA because Oral Roberts believes homosexuality is bad. It's an abomination against God. So they're calling these people haters. The ORU students are called, or players are called, haters because of the biblical principles that they run on. And that's kind of where we're headed, folks. What's ups, down, left's, right. Here we go. Here's another story that's sickening. The United States Air Force seeking equality in their pilot training. Here's kind of how it works. If you join the Air Force to become a pilot and you've already gotten your civilian pilot's certificate, it's not a license, it's a certificate, you'll get ahead of the line because you've already learned how to fly. So now you just kind of go into the military teaching you the tactics and how to fly their craft. Well, they're going to eliminate that because they say, obviously, if you've already got your pilot certificate, that means you are from a privileged, i.e. white, family, and that's racism. So now they're going to put everybody starting at the same starting point, whether you've got any flying experience or not. All this is going to accomplish is going to hurt our aviators. It's going to hurt, by proxy, the defense of our country. It's going to hurt the defense of our country, which is, this is exactly what they want. They want to destroy America. This is yet another of their things. See, like I just told you a minute ago, the powers that shouldn't be must continue to keep us divided. They have to, because we're the only thing they fear is a united populace. That's the only thing besides the return of God that they fear. And that's a fact. So they're going to keep drumming up racism. This is racism. This is racism. This crap's going to continue on and on and on. I'm sick of it. I don't know about you, but I'm just sick of it. I think Barack Obama did more to hurt race relations than any president prior to him, maybe back before JFK. Speaking of Obama, by now most of my listening audience knows how I feel about the various Luciferian psychopaths that have been running this joint. Seeing how as I don't mind sharing my feelings about any of these, but Joan Rivers famously told us that Michelle Obama was, as she said, a tranny. I'm just quoting her. She went on to ask, what's the big deal? Everybody knows it. Well, no, everybody didn't know it. And not long after that impromptu interview where she spilled the beans, Joan Rivers was dead. So was that a coincidence, retribution, or just plain old bad luck? No one can prove she was murdered, but if we assume that she was murdered, then we have to start looking for a motive. What if the motive for her death was, in fact, the information she released during the aforementioned brief interview? Now, I know that you, like me, must be wondering how in the world could we actually have a guy pretending to be a woman married to a homosexual man in the White House? Well, I think that's representative of the entire Obama presidency and America's government at that point in time. In other words, it's all fake. There's nothing real or genuine about any of it. We still don't know who Barack Obama really is. We don't know anything about him because his records, if they even actually exist, have been sealed. You know, I remember reading a long time back that when the agency needed a young Arab-looking bag boy to go between them and the Mujahideen in Afghanistan while they were fighting the Russians over there, a young Obama got the role. He got the part. Now, I can't prove that. I just read it on the internet a long time ago. Nor can I prove that Michelle's actually Michael. But there's a ton of circumstantial evidence. And there's probably circumcisal evidence, too, but we're not going to go there. There are no records of the delivery of either of the Obamas' purported daughters. There's also no pictures of Michelle being pregnant. But we do have pictures of their wedding. Now, the story that I read was that the two girls were adopted from Morocco. And I've also come to believe, from evidence that we do have, that Barack Hussein Obama, who was not actually ever legally eligible to be president, is married to Michael Laval Robinson. And the children are adopted. And from what I understand, they, too, were in Epstein's child stable of children, which is where they were gleaned from. I believe that the powers that shouldn't be did not want the older generation, the greatest generation, to know this. Because this house of cards that they have so cleverly constructed with your in minds illegally taken tax dollars, by the way, just might come tumbling down. Because, see, most of the older, and I'm talking about the 70-plus crowd, they can't fathom the level of corruption, the amount of evil that now permeates our political realm. The deep state recognized that the greatest generation is one of action. And this is what they fear. Because the generations that came after the greatest generation was coddled a little bit because their mothers and fathers didn't want them to have to go through what they had just had to go through. So they made it easier for them. And they in turn made it easier.